Don't panic, but do prepare. That's the advice from Boston area public health experts in reaction to word that the new coronavirus is expected to spread in the United States. California is reporting the first patient with no known link to travel abroad, but public health officials say the risk here in Massachusetts remains low. Only one confirmed case so far, and that person is recovering. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has been looking in to how to get ready in case that changes, and she joins us here in the studio this morning. Good morning, Kerry, and welcome. It's good to see you.
You too. Good morning, Bob.
So let's hear it. Why shouldn't we panic?
Well, first of all, it can help to realize that the very newness of this virus makes it scarier because we don't feel as sure that we can protect ourselves against it. Now, that's according to David Ropeek. He's the author of the book, How Risky Is It Really? Why Our Fears Don't Always Match the Facts. But this virus is not really so different.
This will spread here and everywhere, but be effectively the same as kind of a bad flu season. This disease, on its own merits, scientifically, appears to be in that sort of an actual public health category. And we've experienced those and we've lived through those.
So he's saying, Kerry, that because the flu is familiar to us, this is not so frightening?
Right. He's saying that we've been through flu before. And in fact, flu this winter has killed many more people than the new coronavirus. David Ropeek says, you know, concern about coronavirus can actually be helpful if it spurs us to take more of the precautions we should normally take against the flu, which is a much bigger threat at this point. So things like lots of hand washing, laying in some supplies in case the virus knocks us down for a couple of weeks.
Those sorts of awarenesses, which we don't normally pay attention to for the flu, are healthy to have. The very act of doing that gives us a sense of control, which reassures us against the fear and tones the fear down.
But the regular flu, Kerry, doesn't close down whole regions the way the coronavirus is done in China.
True.
So aren't we talking about a whole different level of preparation here?
Yes, in terms of the societal disruption that the virus could cause if there's an outbreak. Now, Dr. Leonard Marcus at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health says this could be kind of like preparing for a snowstorm, but in terms of disruption, but not just any snowstorm, one more like, remember that famous blizzard that shut down Massachusetts more than four decades ago?
This is like a 1978 snowstorm, but on steroids, because this could be weeks. If we want to know what it could look like, because nobody can predict exactly what it's going to look like, just look to China and just imagine what it would be like to live in Wuhan.
Where, you know, Bob, people were asked to stay in their homes for weeks. Now, of course, that's a worst case scenario.
But okay, possibly, apparently, I guess. But how do we prepare for it since blizzards, you know, don't last for weeks?
Right. It's a different order of magnitude. So Dr. Marcus says you just have to be ready to adapt. You want to make sure, for example, that you can do without buying anything in stores for a while if need be.
Any essentials that you have in your home, that includes food. If there are medicines that are absolutely essential for you, or if they're personal items that are essential for you, make sure that you've got enough of a stock that could hold you for 2 or 3 weeks should we be asked to stay at home.
So that's at the individual level. Now, next level up is institutions.
You know, I want to say here that we've actually already done that in our house. We've stocked up on a little bit of food just in case. Don't expect it to happen, but just in case. What about the institutions, the workplaces, the schools, and the healthcare facilities?
Well, so again, planning can begin. You might plan for telecommuting if you need to, for possible school closings, what would happen in terms of childcare. Dr. Marcus says hospitals and other essential services have, of course, been thinking about exactly this kind of scenario for a long time, and some businesses, too.
It sounds challenging, but again, it's a worst-case scenario.
Absolutely. And Massachusetts health authorities emphasize that right now the risk here is low, and everyone should just be going about their usual lives. Still, State Health Commissioner Monica Barrell says you never know.
It's a good reminder that we should always be prepared for an emergency, and we should always have enough supplies of our medications in our home and food supplies for any storm, whether it's something more likely, such as a winter storm, or something less likely, such as a pandemic response.
Now, Bob, that said, it really might not be so bad. Dr. Marcus says the best case scenario is that there are just a few cases here. The patients promptly identify themselves and they make sure they don't spread the virus.
All right. If I had some wood on here, I'd knock on it.
I'm knocking too.
WBUR's Kerry Goldberg, editor of our Common Health section of our website, WBUR.org. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.